I'm pleased to be speaking today with author Carrie Taransky about her upcoming novel, The Governess of Highland Hall. Now, Carrie, your novel takes place in Edwardian England, like the popular Downton Abbey television series. Now, why do you think this period has become of interest to so many people? What drew you to it, and have you visited England and the great houses there?
That's a wonderful question. I think there are a lot of people who love Downton Abbey. It's just really popular. In the U.S., it's even more popular here than it is in the U.K., and I find that really interesting. It's definitely sparked a lot of interest in the Edwardian period, which is like about 1901 with the death of Queen Victoria through 1919 and the end of World War One. It's a wonderful time because there's still that influence of the lush Victorian period, and yet you have some of those new inventions like cars and electricity and telephones, which tie it more to our modern era. And people seem to love the beautiful clothing and the homes of that period. And we were blessed last summer to be able to go and visit England, and we went to three different areas. One area around Oxford, a little south of there where Highclere Castle is, and that's where Downton Abbey is filmed. So that was a real highlight for us and fun to visit there, the grounds and the house. And then we also went to the Cotswolds, which has a lot of small villages, really picturesque little country roads. And then we also visited the Peak District up north. So that was fun for us. So we did a lot of touring in a little car, driving on the wrong side of the road. My husband was very brave and did that for us. So we just really enjoyed our trip there.
One phrase that has been used in describing the governess of Highland Hall is Downton Abbey meets Jane Eyre meets The Sound of Music. So why this comparison? And tell me about the story and the characters.
Well, I made that comparison because the governess of Highland Hall, which is the first book in the series, takes place on a large country estate. And we have a very wealthy family, and we also have a cast of characters that includes loyal servants who are working downstairs. So we have both sides of the story. So that was one reason why I compared it to Downton Abbey, and it is set in that same time period. And then I think it's a little bit like Jane Eyre because the heroine is a governess who comes to live at this estate, and so it's my story is not as gothic or dark as you would say Jane Eyre is, but it has a little bit of that same flavor, and I even tried to put in some of the same elements in the story, which will be fun for readers who are familiar with Jane Eyre when they read the book. They might see some of those things. And then it even compares a little bit to The Sound of Music because the background of the heroine is that she, her family, and she have been in India for the last 12 years as missionaries, and then her father's health has some problems, and so they return to England. And so she's coming out of a time in her life when she was following her faith and her calling, and yet she leaves that behind to come and become a governess in the story. And she also has to deal with four different children, two that are the children of the hero, and then two teenage cousins that he's also responsible for. And the children give her a bit of trouble at first, so that kind of relates to me in my mind as I think of the fun relationships in The Sound of Music and how the governess worked with the children and had to win them over. So that's kind of why I chose those movies and stories as something you could relate to when you think about the governess of Highland Hall.
Now, Carrie, the book is the first of three books in the Edwardian Brides series. What do readers have to look forward to in the series?
Well, we hope that the series will have a similar kind of feeling to Downton Abbey in that you have this family that owns Highland Hall, a wealthy family, and you'll be following the different members of the family through the three different books. So those characters will continue. So in the first book, you have the master of Highland Hall, who's Sir William Ramsay, as the hero, and then the heroine is the governess, Julia Foster, who comes to Highland to work for him. And then he has charge of his two young cousins, who in the first story are 15 and 18. And as the series progresses, both of those girls will each become a heroine for the second and the third book, and it'll take their family all the way through World War One. So we have a lot going on, a lot of different characters in the family and on the servants' staff, and we'll be following some of their stories too.
Now, you've created some very impressive boards on Pinterest for your book and for fans of Downton Abbey. What's appealing to you about those visual representations?
Oh, I love Pinterest. It's so much fun. I was a fine arts major, so I'm a very visual learner, and one of the first things I always do when I start a new story is I look online for photos for my characters and for the setting. And so I really enjoyed using Pinterest for each one of my books that I've created, that I've written in the last few years. And so for The Governess of Highland Hall, I have a board that has pictures of the home that I have in mind as I'm writing the story, and it's a very beautiful country estate in Somerset, England. The house is called Pentisfield, and so I have lots of pictures, interior and exterior, of that, and countryside, and then each one of my characters, and I had a lot of fun collecting clothing and jewelry and automobiles and all kinds of things that are helpful to me when I'm thinking about how to describe what I see in the story. I really want readers to be carried back to that time period and to do it accurately. So that involves a lot of research, and the fun part is pinning it on Pinterest.
Carrie Taranski has been my guest today, and we've been speaking about her upcoming novel, The Governess of Highland Hall. Thanks so much, Carrie. It's been wonderful to talk to you today.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you letting me talk to you about my story.